Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and as always, it's my pleasure to be here with you today. And it's my pleasure to bring to you, again, a friend of ours. You know, it's just something about what I do that I just love so much. I get to meet the neatest people. They are just, and I haven't met him face to face just yet. I will one day. And it is John Andrews with the Centennial Institute. John, we just welcome you. How are you today?
Hi, Beth. It's a good Friday for me. Hope it is for you.
Well, it's always a good Friday. Fridays are great, aren't they?
Turn the corner into a great weekend, I hope.
I hope so, too. You know, there's an awful lot going on in this world on this Friday, isn't there?
Well, there really is. Who could have guessed that the Nobel Peace Prize winning President Obama of a few years ago finds himself once again diving into armed conflict in the quagmire of the Middle East? And I believe something must be done. I'm not sure the president and his national security team are going at it right, but it's ironic to see him in front of the UN General Assembly the other day making some of the same warnings that President George W. Bush made, at the time Obama and other Democrats wanted no part of it.
Well, I assume you watched that and you saw his comment directed at Missouri in Ferguson, and I kind of took offense to that a bit.
Nope. I actually missed that. I just saw the news reports of it, and I didn't realize that you're saying that in the UN speech, Obama called out Ferguson, Missouri?
Yes, kind of apologizing.
That was outrageous. I honestly, wow, it was a good day until now, and then suddenly going south. I think I may have mentioned when we met over the phone before, Beth, I grew up in St. Louis. In fact, I was in St. Louis for a conference in August and passed through Ferguson after getting off the airport. And, wow, I have been so offended by the false storyline that a lot of the national news media have parroted about the notion that there could not possibly be a justification or the police officer having to use deadly force against the young man that I believe was threatening his life.
Well, and regardless.
For the President of the United States to go before an assembly of the nations of the world and suggest that the United States is in some way guilty for this thing, wow, that really offends me.
Well, you know, he was once again, it was almost an apology. You know, America's not perfect. I'm sure the whole world has seen what's happened in Ferguson, Missouri. And it's in a little town, he said, called Ferguson, Missouri. And I thought, you know, how can he compare what happened there to ISIS and ISIL or whatever you want to call them, videotaping and destroying and murdering and beheading?
Well,
during
the demonstrations in August, right after the tragic death of the boy in Ferguson. Some protester was photographed with a sign that said, "I'd rather face ISIS than the Ferguson, Missouri police." That's the same mentality, what I call moral equivalence. In the case of that protest sign, it was not just equivalence. It was making it out that America's law enforcement is worse than these brutal terrorists who will behead in the name of their false god. Wow, this is offensive.
It is offensive, and, you know, I'm just so tired of him and his speeches getting up and apologizing for America when, you know, we got some improvements to make, but by golly, we've come a long way, baby. And it's, you know, we go back. I was reading last week. I don't want to get off. We need to talk about what's going on. But last week I was reading from a man in St. Louis. He does the American Minute, Bill Federer. I don't know if you know him or not, but
I follow Bill's
he's awesome.
Very closely.
Oh, he's just an awesome man, and I have met him several times. He's just an awesome man, and in his American Minute one day last week, it had President George Washington's farewell speech, and it was so prophetic. The wisdom in it was just so prophetic, and I was looking and reading that, and in fact, I've downloaded the entire thing so I can really study it. I'm going to write up on it. But the wisdom and the warnings that we have ignored, and here we find ourselves entangled in all kinds of ways. And I really wanted to visit with you about what's going on overseas in the Middle East. I am not a military person. I do not know the best way to handle these things. I know we need to do something. I also know we've made the bed we're lying in, but we've got to do something about it. And I'm not sure what the best thing is, but I'll tell you what, I really, really, really lack confidence in the leadership in this nation. And I'm not just talking about the White House.
Well, we have made our head, particularly in terms of the unwise policy of Obama early in his administration, failing to work hard enough to achieve the status of forces agreement with the government of Iraq and arrange for, say, 10,000 American troops. All it really would have taken some degree of U.S. military presence to have remained in Iraq to keep that country stable and to talk about imperfection, to help the admittedly imperfect government of Iraq consolidate the victory that the United States, with much sacrifice, loss of life, immense commitments of our treasure, that are the victory we helped Iraq win, and we could have consolidated and stabilized it, and the Islamic State would not have had a chance to rise on the territory of Iraq. The progress of the Islamic State in the territory of Syria is another question, but there too, Obama has threatened to impose consequences on the Assad regime with its chemical weapons, and his so-called red line proved to be just a hollow bluff. So whether you're looking at Iraq or whether you're looking at Syria, the situation is of our making. But as you say, this is the condition we find ourselves in. Where do we go from here? Studying this over the years, all the way back to when I was a young naval officer and later a member of President Nixon's White House staff and on advisory appointments in different presidential administrations from then to now, my belief is that the best way that the United States maintain some degree of peace and order in the world is by being strong and by having the projection of our power into areas of conflict in the world, and certainly with the energy resources of the Middle East and the instability of the Middle East, that has to include the Middle East. And the goals of the Islamic extremists who want to reestablish a caliphate, that's their term for dominance of that region and ultimately dominance of the world, their goal is to chase America out of that part of the world. So to the extent that we have re-engaged with Obama's airstrikes against the Islamic State, in both Iraq and Syria in recent days, all right, that's one good step forward. I don't believe that this administration or any is ever well served by taking options off the table and signaling to our enemies, hey, here's what we will never do. And so I think it's a mistake to have announced again and again that we will not ever use soldiers on the ground in that part of the world as long as Obama's president. And I think it's a mistake to be splitting hairs. Are we at war with them or not? Mm. The weakness that is demonstrated by Secretary of State John Kerry in tiptoeing around the notion that we're at war is simply one more signal that the other side, if they're patient and resolute unyielding, America's ultimately going to slink away. I think Obama's mostly doing this, Beth, to try to cover himself in domestic politics as we approach an election in 4 days.
Oh, I think so, too.
Much more so than to really protect the national security of the United States.
I think so, too. We're going into a break. John, can you hang on? I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about how we're being perceived as weak in the world right now. That concerns me deeply. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And John and Beth Ann will be right back.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with John Andrews of the Centennial Institute. They're kind of a think tank, and they really, you know, I really appreciate that institute there. What I've only known you for a short time, but I've been reading some of the articles, and I've interviewed some of the guests you've suggested, and I'm very impressed.
Thanks, Beth, and we do look forward to having you come out to Colorado next late June for our Western Conservative Summit, our huge annual rally on the right. We had over 3,000 this year, and it's going to be bigger.
Well, I'm putting it on my calendar, and I'm saving my pennies. So I'm going to try and make it as best I can.
You know, and on this issue of the goal of the followers of Allah and the devotees of this book, the Quran, this bloody book, to ultimately conquer the world. We've got a policy fellow who was the FBI's top counterterrorism expert before he was forced out by the politically correct censors of the Obama administration, a man named John Guandolo, a very courageous ex-Marine. He sacrificed his FBI career in order to tell the truth about the goals of radical Islam. I'd like to send listeners a copy of his book called Raising a Jihadi Generation, which talks about the goals of radical Islam inside America's borders. And people that wanted to write me for the book, it's my gift, and have them write me at jandrews@ccu.edu. jandrews@ccu.edu.
Okay, and the name of the book again was Raising a Jihadi...
Raising a Jihadi Generation.
Generation.
That is the notion that every loyal Muslim, according to this teaching... Every loyal Muslim is going to be involved in armed and violent struggle against all those who do not follow their bloody belief of religion and politics.
And let's give your email one more time.
It's my initials and my name, Jay Andrews, and I'm part of Colorado Christian University here in Denver. So it's jayandrews@ccu.edu.
Okay, I had that part. I couldn't remember if you said John Andrews or Jay Andrews. So I was double checking that. All right, and you know that'd be great. I ought to have him on the air with that too.
Well, and absolutely, I know he would enjoy talking with you and your listeners. And offline, let me send you the information about how to connect directly with.
That'll be great.
Hello.
But, you know, as we were going into the break, I was saying, you know, I think one thing that bothers me and concerns me deeply is the fact that the world sees us as a weakened nation, and we are weakened in many ways, John. And, you know, just our economy being so bad is one way to weaken us because we're in debt. You know, we can't really afford war. But here we find ourselves in another conflict. And, you know, it's just, we're perceived. I think that's why some of the chaos and some of them are getting they're a little arrogant and brave with some of the things they're doing.
Yeah, whether it is Russia or China.
Yes.
Or the Islamic State or Iran with its aspiration to have nuclear weapons and blackmail the world. They're moving into the irresolution and the weakness that is projected by President Barack Obama and Democrats in the Senate. But let me add that Republicans in the House of Representatives are not blameless here because there is a very short-sighted bipartisan move to shrink America's defenses, and here's how bad it's gotten. Our Army is headed for the smallest that we've had since before Pearl Harbor, and our Navy is headed for the smallest that we've had since World War One a century ago. And this is being done with the acquiescence, I'm sorry to say, of I'm a good Republican, but lots of my fellow Republicans, as well as a lot of Democrats, that believe that America's priorities must go towards the massive entitlements and transfer payments built into our budget on autopilot at the expense of our defenses. So naturally, Putin and Russia, the aggressive leadership in Beijing, as well as the Islamic militants, all see an opportunity to move in on America.
I see it that way, too, and I think that's one thing you and I both have in common. And, you know, I was telling someone today, this morning, I was telling them that, you know, they said I was explaining how excited I was about another book that was just sent to me, but also I was talking about the speech from George Washington, his farewell speech, and I've read it before, but it's just like, you know, sometimes it just slaps you in the face. And he was saying, yeah, conservatives have been lazy for too long. And I'm thinking, it's not just that. Not everyone that says they're a conservative is a conservative. And that's the same thing. You know, I've been saying, John, that I know there's people like you and me out there that are registered Democrats. And there's people like you and me out there that might be registered Republicans or independents or whatever. But particularly I'm talking about the major two parties that they've lost the people. They're not representing the people. Now, there's a few good ones. I'm not, you know, I know I speak generally sometimes, but I think that the American people need to take both those parties back. We keep saying take the Republican Party back, but I know there's registered Democrats out there that are conservative people that don't like what's going on.
Well, I just referenced World War One and World War Two, and the denominator there was that Americans united, Republican and Democrat alike, to save the world from tyranny and totalitarianism. We saved the world yet again with bipartisan unity in the Cold War. We saved the world from tyranny and totalitarianism three times, Beth, in the past century. And now the determination to do that is not as strong as it needs to be in either of the two political parties. And so far, so good that the U.S. military is moving at least with airstrikes against the Islamic State, because it's not simply a matter of keeping order in the Middle East. It's a matter of keeping them back on their heels so that they do not send their fighters who hold British and French and U.S. and Australian passports back into our own countries to wreak havoc in the homeland. But we are not doing enough. It's too little, too late, and I don't believe President Obama's heart is in it. And we need more strong voices, Republican and Democrat alike, speaking up in Congress, in the Senate, and from across the heartland.
And now let me ask something. I'm going to confess something here. We were going through the president and his red line statement, I was one of those that didn't want to get involved in Syria. Was I wrong at that time?
I think that he was unwise to ever make the red line statement.
Oh, well, I agree with that.
Having made it, though, I believe that, and this is a lesson I learned when I was serving in the Colorado Senate and was president of the Colorado Senate a few years ago. In politics, I think, if you make a commitment that which in hindsight you wish you had not, still it's usually better, almost always better, to keep my word, because if I forfeit trust, if people do not believe that my word is my bond as one individual trying to lead the Colorado Senate, then my leadership is utterly invalid. Take it to the projection of the world stage, the most important office on earth, if for better or worse, occupied by a good man or a less good man, and right now it's a less good man, is the presidency of the United States. And when a threat is made by the president of the United States, he should not have done it in the first place. But if he then is proven to be bluffing, anybody out there listening to us that plays poker knows exactly what I'm talking about. When the bluff is called and there's nothing behind it, that invites the kind of exploitation of weakness that you and I have just been talking about. So if you can run the movie way, way back, there was a better way for Obama to have played the Syrian civil war, and that in turn, his weakness there was a result of his hurry to get out of Iraq instead of leave a token U.S. force there. We still have forces in Germany long after the end of the Second World War, and Germany has become our friend and ally long since. We still have forces in Korea. We should still have forces in Iraq, and we wouldn't be in this situation.
Well, and you know, it's a long-running comment advice that we give parents, and I know I was guilty of this. Never make an idle threat. Don't ever threaten a child if you don't plan to go through with it, whether it's a grounding or taking something away or whatever whatever the case may be. You don't make an idle threat, because then they don't pay attention to you the next time. And I would say that's the same thing on the world.
There's a Chinese proverb that someone's a real tiger or a paper tiger, and you're only a paper tiger when it proves that your threat or your promise or your warning was hollow. And that's the situation that we're in. Now, for better or worse, we've got more than 2 years left with Barack Obama as our president. I don't want anyone to misunderstand where I'm coming from. I want President Obama to succeed in reducing the Islamic State, and he is doing some of the right things. We've got to make sure that there's loud voices encouraging him to do all of the right things.
Yes. Can you stay on, or do you need to go?
I need to go.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for the work you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you, John.
I love what you're doing in the Heartland, and anytime we can talk, Beth, it's always my pleasure.
Awesome. And anytime you come back to Missouri, you let me know. We'll meet up for dinner or something. That'd be great, John. Thank you. We're going into a break. It is Friday. It's Free for All Friday now. I just wanted to visit with John a little bit. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. What's on your mind as we head into a weekend? 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday, at least this half of the show. I had John Andrews on with the piece with the Centennial Institute, or a think tank, a Christian organization, and they do a lot of good work. And he said in the last segment that if you contact him, he's going to give you a free copy of John Guandola's book, Raising a Jihadi Generation, and it just explains what's going on. Raising a Jihadi Generation. But you need to contact John, and that is J. Andrews at ccu.edu. That's J. Andrews at ccu.edu. You know, EDU stands for education. And we have to educate and activate ourselves. We have to stay on top and understand what's going on. So this book is going to be a great book. I'm going to have him send me one, too. And it is Raising a Jihadi Generation. And I think you'll find that well worth reading, because I'm certain John's not going to recommend something or give something away that he doesn't believe in. Now, yesterday we were shocked and awe, I guess, you know, when Eric Holder, the Attorney General, resigned. And, of course, he's there until they replace him. I have a list of things that he has done during his tenure. 9 controversies, and there's been more, but these are the 9 basic controversies that have happened during his tenure as Attorney General for the United States. The 9/11 trials, that took place in 2010 and 2011, Holder upset the New York officials by unilaterally deciding to try the 9/11 plotters in federal court in Manhattan rather than a military court. And under public pressure, the trials were eventually moved to Guantanamo Bay. In 2011, the operation Fast and Furious hit. I remember kind of breaking that news here a little bit. Sheriff Richard Mack came on the air and we talked about that. The ATF agents under the Justice Department allow thousands of weapons to walk into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. And Holder denies, but later admits it happened, and some of the weapons were used in murders, including that of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. DOMA. Holder announces he will not, as a law enforcement official, defend the defense of marriage, the Marriage Act prohibiting gay marriage. The law was later declared unconstitutional. That was in 2012. And in 2013, the contempt. Holder was held and becomes first Attorney General to be held in contempt of Congress for withholding Fast and Fury documents. He refused to give them the documents. This is the Attorney General, you know, that wants justice, unless he's the one getting justice. Targeting journalists. It's been revealed that Holder signed off on search warrant naming Fox News reporter James Rosen as a potential co-conspirator in a leak investigation and seizing his phone and computer records. Holder had recently testified to Congress that he wasn't aware of any potential criminal cases against journalists for leaks. Holder's Justice Department also secretly seized a broad array of phone records from the Associated Press journalists. You know, that's when the media got a little, you heard a little bit out of them, the mainstream media, just a little bit out of them then. Operation Choke Point, and we've talked about this. They're created to combat an unlawful mass market consumer fraud. The Justice Department initiative draws fire from business owners ranging from gun vendors to pawn shops that say they were being unfairly targeted. They had to, this choke point was, it was choking. That's what it was doing. It was choking out businesses that they found less desirable, that they considered wrong. So if you sold a gun, they didn't like you. The IRS, Holder faces conflict of interest, concerns in the Justice Department's investigation of the IRS targeting of conservative and Tea Party groups. We know that's what's gone on, although Lois Lerner keeps losing things. And then she'll say, oh, here it is. And she loses it again. Ferguson. We just talked a little bit about that. Holder wins both praise and criticism for his aggressive intervention after the shooting of an unarmed black man by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. All of this, and still, here in Missouri, all of this without allowing the due process to play out. The police officer is still undergoing the hearings and the trials or whatever, where they're at in that, the investigations. We don't know what's going to happen, but this was blown way out of proportion. Way out of proportion, and the federal government had no business walking in there, and neither did some of those outsiders that instigated more rioting, instigated more disarray, this chaos that went on, and still is going on that we don't know, we don't hear about it. There has been, and I don't have the information in front of me, but there had been a young man that got off one of the planes up there in St. Louis, wanted to go eat something to eat. He'd come in on the late midnight ride. He was military. Went to eat somewhere. They said, you best not eat here. There's a group of people in here really wanting to cause trouble. They're just looking for trouble. So he goes down the road, only they followed him. They took him and they beat him. Not just a little beating. They beat him. He was in a coma. Now, I haven't had any more updates on that, but I was reminded last evening by somebody. And, you know, that never made... That was a hate crime, and that never made the mainstream media. It was a young white man beaten by the black men. All of this is because of the anger that they invoked in Ferguson, Missouri. They kept that fire going, they kept it heated up, and now they've got a problem. All right. Inspector General also, it says the Justice Department's Inspector General testifies to Congress that senior justice officials have blocked him from assessing documents crucial to high visibility investigations. The Inspector General has been blocked by the Department of Justice. Isn't that something? These are all the things, and if, you know, Holder, I guess it hit everyone as a surprise that he was resigning, but he's taken a lot of heat. He's done a lot of things that are wrong or questionable. So he resigned from the heat. That's not the excuse they gave, but that's what happened. Now, speaking of the Centennial Institute, I received this from John. I'm on their emails, and so I received this, and I thought this was well worth sharing, unless I hear from you, since it is Free for All Friday. But Defending the American Dream, and this is by Bobby Jindal. Now, he's the governor of Louisiana. But he says, what would you say is the most dangerous consequence of the Obama administration? There are a lot of things that worry me about this president, he says. I worry about $17 trillion of debt. You know, the one way to bring a nation to its knees is this, by debt. And who's doing this debt? It's not just Obama, but he's not doing anything to fix it, but neither is Congress. But I thought what Jindal says here is worth sharing. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday at 877-895-5410. If you would like to get the book, Raising a Jihadi Generation by John Quindola, you need to contact John Andrews at jandrews@ccu.edu. That's jandrews@ccu.edu. And we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith. specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSC Talk Radio. Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HanbyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Returns, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to take calls here, but I wanted to one more time tell you that John is giving away the book, Raising a Jihadi Nation, a Generation, Raising a Jihadi Generation, but you need to email him at jandrews@ccu.edu. That's jandrews@ccu.edu. For a free book, a free copy of Raising a Jihadist Generation. We have Bob from Montana. Bob, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call, Beth.
You're welcome.
What I'd like to talk about is I think Obama and Joe Biden really ought to appreciate American people having all these guns. They might just have a lot of, they might have a lot of help to take care of this ISIS outfit. On the other day, I don't remember whether it was CNN or Fox News, ISIS said inside of a year that they're going to be beheading people in the streets of America. Now, you know, they're trying to take our weapons away from us. Come on. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, this, the ISIS, I call them the is, and they need to be the was.
I like that. I like that, Bob. You know, right. I was reading, and I'm going to talk about this in a couple of weeks here, but I was reading the other day about the hunters we have in this nation, and when this person went through state by state, and we have like 60 million men and women out here with guns, and they know how to use them.
Yes, ma'am. I'll tell you what. I'm from Montana and Wyoming, North Dakota, Idaho. ISIS, you've got your work cut out for you, boys. Right, that's my comment. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Bob. They best not mess with us rednecks, had they? I appreciate it, Bob. We have Carl from Missouri. Carl, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
What can I do for you, sir? What's on your mind?
Well, it's the proposed power lines that Ameren is wanting to put through the north part of the state.
Okay.
And I started out, I got a letter from them, said that their line would be close to my property. We had a meeting at Heartland here at Missouri, and they told us about it and said that it was going to go through, you know, no matter what. And I talked to several people. They talked like, you know, there wasn't anything people could do about it. There's a lot of people around here that really don't want it.
Okay, so, I'm not aware of what's going on. Just their power lines that are their power lines already there? Are they underground? Are they above ground? What are we talking about?
They're going to be above ground. They're 345,000 volt. They're not built yet. They're going to go. One goes through like from east Missouri there at Palmyra, which is close to Hannibal, goes to Kirksville, then goes to Iowa. The other one goes from St. Joseph to Hannibal.
Do they have an easement? Do they claim to have a right? Are they giving just compensation? What's going on?
Well, they talk like there wasn't much to do about it, so I'd done a little research on it, and I found that in 2012, Ameren had sued the Missouri Public Service Commission and are trying to get a judgment that that Missouri Public Service Commission has no jurisdiction over them. And they say that because that the proposed line that they're putting in is not going to supply electricity to Missouri. They don't sell electricity to Missouri, so it's going to be a regional matter, and they want the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to have jurisdiction over.
Well, that's interesting. I hope somebody's listening that knows a little bit more about that. I'm really kind of ignorant, and I'll just put it out there. I'm really kind of ignorant about this, what's going
on.
So,
and they also asked the court to determine that they may use Missouri eminent domain authority without first obtaining a certificate of convenience and necessity from the PSC.
You know, I'm going to ask you, Carl, to call me after the show, and I'm going to give you a phone number of somebody that I just visited with yesterday that maybe he can give us a clue as to what we can do, if we can do anything. If you would do that, my number, or can you write my office number down?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. 573-796-2166. Now, give me a few minutes after I get off the air. Don't just dial as soon as you hear the going off music. Give me 10 or 15 minutes. 573-796-2166.
Okay,
I appreciate that.
Thank you,
Carl. Mm-hmm. Okay. Going back to, and I have somebody that's dealing with some property rights that I had just met yesterday, and he's going to be on the air with me here in a couple of weeks, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm very honored. You know, when I meet these people that are out there helping us, I'm just so honored and humbled. And he has helped other people in Missouri to fight some property rights issues back in the day. And there may be some that are still fighting, but back in the day when we were fighting these rails to trails, I know everybody thinks the Katy Trail is a wonderful thing. Well, if it's not going through your backyard, if it's not going through your backyard. So anyway, he deals with property rights, and we're going to have him on the air, but I want to give his number to Carl and see what we can do to help. Well, back to Jindal. He says, I worry about Obamacare. He said he worries about the debt. He worries about Obamacare. He's defending the American dream is what he's titled his article here. And this is coming from the Centennial Review, which is from the Centennial Institute, which is where John Andrew is from. He says, I worry about Obamacare. We've got bureaucrats between us and our doctors. Yeah, you know, had been the insurance companies between you and your doctors. Said, I worry about a foreign policy where our allies, as well as our enemies, don't know where America stands from day to day. That is scary. John and I talked about that. We are perceived as a weak and foolish nation right now. We can't handle anything. We just don't know who we are. Not to mention where we're going. We have to know who we are, my friends. We have to. We have to go back and look at history. Go back and read that farewell address by George Washington. He says, I worry about a culture that decays day by day in front of our very eyes. I worry about an EPA that is out of control and smothering our economy. Now, remember, I had Jay Lehrer on, and he's got a plan to get rid of that national EPA in 5 years. You don't hear mainstream media talking about that. You don't hear anybody else talking about your property rights. They're talking about politics. Let's get away from that and let's talk about what's really, really happening. Well, I ran out of time with those really, really, reallys. Folks, what is the American dream? Are you going to defend it? Are we going to sit here and let the Democrats and the Republicans and this administration continue to put us in deeper debt, play politics, manipulate the issues at hand, be it war, be it immigration, be it debt? It's up to you and me. We are a republic. And we've got to force these men, these women. It's up to you and me to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.